We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, take a deep breath after all that, man, for a Saturday and a Sunday. We say a happy Monday morning to everybody and who's in and who's hot and who's not. And talk to about the AFC-NFC Championship games that will be coming up this Sunday. And, of course, I can just tell you right now, you want to guess, Woody? Who will be blasted and ripped the most today after those games? There's two names.
Got to be Dak
and his coach. I mean, that's it. Mike McCarthy is going to be the other one. I mean, there and Dak Prescott threw a couple of interceptions again, and, you know, he comes out after the game. Not that it helps. I got to play a lot better. That's totally on me and all those things. Meanwhile, that San Francisco 49er defense got after a pretty good 19-12 in that game. And Phil, I don't know what to think, man. Snow's coming down in Buffalo yesterday, and I'm like, oh, this looks familiar. I want to see what this looks like. Joe Burrow treated that weather like it was 75 degrees and a clear day in South Florida. Some of the throws he made, the game plan, his confidence is does that guy walk around and you see confidence just coming off his body? Like, the self-confidence that dude has that he's going to win, they played the chip on their shoulder a little bit. There's no question about it that Buffalo and Kansas City were getting ready for that big game in Atlanta, and Atlanta was all excited to have all those hotel rooms filled up. And, man, it was like a big event for them to have that, because all of the fans – coming in from Buffalo and Kansas City to see Allen and Mahomes and Joe Burrow and Cincinnati. I should say, and Lou Anarumo, who also is really good. Our former defensive coordinator, now the defensive coordinator for Cincinnati. Wow, were they good yesterday against Buffalo. So anyway, bouncing around on this thing and got a lot of news. That game last night, the Heat, also playing, and it was ugly, but they won. 47 turnovers in the game. You can't make that up. 47 turnovers. Pelicans had 25. The Heat had 22. Nobody can make threes. Some of the worst three-point shooting. Heat 8 of 34, 23%. And they won the game, not to mention all the steals in the game. It was like 33 steals in the game.
Well, the end of the game was so bizarre. Everyone was trying to get the ball in. So the Pelicans get called for a five-second violation, which, by the way, that's a gutsy call to make, right? Like, the guy's about to go five, and the guy signals timeout, and he goes five-second violation instead.
Yeah.
You don't usually see that in the NBA very much. So they call that turnover. Then the Heat took, three chances? They needed to get the ball in. They had to use two timeouts, and then finally on the third try, they lofted it up to Jimmy.
It was
a very strange end to that game, man.
It was the whole thing. And by the way, I was watching the football and it's flipping over and they're down 15, they're down 16. You're like, oh my God, man, what's going on here? Came home a little flat from Dallas and all those things. But hey, listen, they find a way to win, get their record to 26-22. We'll talk more about them and some of the good and the bad. Tyler Hero had a nice game, 26 points for him. But, God, what a weekend of stuff. The Dolphins obviously looking for a defensive coordinator and everybody throwing out all these different names. You want to know? I know people don't want to hear this here in South Florida. The two hottest names for defensive coordinator for the Miami Dolphins. I'm not saying they're the best, but two guys you know can do it. You know the first name because Vic Fangio has been thrown around for a while now. Who, by the way, is with Philadelphia, in case you're wondering. So, like, I got a consulting job with Philadelphia. He's not going anywhere until he got a chance to get that ring. And they might get that ring. We'll talk about how good the Eagles were. My God, were they good. They ran, by the way, quietly for 268. Can you run quietly for 268 yards? 44 carries and just said, Giants, we're going to pound you. And then Jalen Hurts going to make some throws too. And that combination, what a blowout that thing was. But this defensive coordinator thing. So the second name, first one is Vic Fangio. Everybody wants Vic. Come on back, Vic. We know you know your system. Everybody uses it. Guys underneath you are now defensive coordinators. We know it works and all those things. The second name is Brian Flores. Brian Flores is interviewing today for the head coaching job at Arizona, but I think he's got three or four offers, or at least is interviewed for defensive coordinator, where he's really good. If you want to run an aggressive style, listen, we can say whatever we want about Brian Flores, but Brian Flores, the defensive coach, is really good. I hope he doesn't hurt anybody's feelings or anything, but he's a really, really good coach. And what he did to that Rams offense in that Super Bowl with that aggressive style was good. So you know Brian Flores not coming here. But we're just talking about names. There's going to be a lot of new names that are going to pop up here that and by the way, San Francisco, I mean, my God, if Mike McDaniel just wants to go back to his backyard where he just came from, 49er defense is pretty damn good, and it is physical. They get after you. I think we're going to have some great games coming up this weekend.
I was going to say, I think out of the teams that are left, the 49ers are the most well-coached team just overall, right?
That's pretty interesting.
They do a lot with what they have, right? And they did their game plan yesterday, like, just Purdy, just don't lose the game, right? Like, go out. He made some plays. Wasn't great. But Dak Prescott helped Dallas lose the game.
Right.
With those terrible interceptions.
Yeah, it was the veteran.
Just
right.
Enough, man.
Yeah, like, he doesn't turn the ball over in the red zone.
They just do a really nice job. I think that whole coaching staff, that team is just both sides of the ball very well coached.
Well, listen, that guy – you want to talk about a guy starting to spit coaches out into the NFL? That guy, that head coach right now, Shanahan for the 49ers, has got a really good system. They've done a really good job. Now, if we're just talking about talent from top to bottom on both sides, Philly looks really good. And yet, Philly and San Francisco, probably going to be one hell of a football game. But Philly not only is loaded, but Woody, I'll give you another one. Philly and Jalen Hurts got to get paid, right? I mean, are we past that, whether to pay Jalen Hurts? Remember that thing before the year we had a couple of those guys, you know, Daniel Jones, Tua, all those guys. Are we going to pay him or not? Are they ready for the big contract? Jalen Hurts ready for the big contract.
It's funny, though, Dan, you mentioned Daniel Jones, how much a week difference a week can make, right?
Yeah,
you go from being like a hero to a bum in 7 days.
How about the coach came out and wasn't all positive. That's my guy going forward. He goes, we'll have to reevaluate everything.
It was terrible.
So that guy wins a playoff game at 15. Now, listen, the touchdowns for a full season, you know, 15 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. He got one playoff win. He ran for 700 yards. And he was in that 700 club of five quarterbacks, had 7 touchdowns. I don't think they're, by the way they talked about him after the game, it doesn't sound, I don't know, Giant fans, if any of you are the up early, I don't see anybody jumping up and down. They didn't pick up his fifth-year option. You talk about going on a high pick and going, okay, well, you're the guy. Let's see how you do. He's been on that we'll see how you do program. And Jalen Hurts on the other side has thrown for 22, run for 13, and then just looks so good. you know, his arm. They're all worried about him. Made a nice throw. Got two really good receivers to throw to, a good tight end to throw to. Boy, they look, and like I said, they ran the ball. And I'm never taking anything away from a quarterback's best friend, the running game. But Philly ran 44 times for 268 yards, 6.1 average. I mean, you're going, hey, we can't stop it. Put somebody else up in there. Try to get another guy there. All right, we got to bring in another big body. They're killing us on this run. It was amazing what they did. Yeah, I'd have everybody rank the four teams left on how good they are. And I got to tell you, I will not be surprised if Cincinnati beats Kansas City. That's my first. I know Mahomes is not going to be at 100%. If it's a high ankle sprain, it's impossible. I think he'll play. There's, you know, he talked, man, I'm going to play. And so I think he's going to play. But
I just wonder how he felt yesterday, day after that thing, man.
That thing, like, had to hurt.
I can't believe he stayed out there and even played. I mean, you saw Tony Pollard, I looked like, had the same injury, that high ankle sprain thing, and he had to leave in an air cast. Like,
well, he's got to get an operation. They came right out away.
Yeah, I mean, he got carted off the field, but, like, Mahomes, his leg snapped in half, basically. Like, I couldn't believe that he stayed in the game. He could barely stand.
Well, you saw the way he went down. Yeah, the way it went down. But I tell you what, man, he just got more respect as – right there at the top. Maybe he is the MVP, but playing number one and not quitting on his team when he could have. Listen, they could have just – they could have easily gone with Chad Henne and just finished the game, right?
Well, he had that 98-yard drive.
A lot of short passes. Let's not get carried away. Made some nice throws. Didn't screw it up.
Good
You're
for
right.
him, by the way. Still in the league, man. That's kind of crazy.
I couldn't believe how many people called me yesterday. Didn't know that Chad Henne's still in the league as the backup. He's been there the whole time. Matter of fact, Matt Moore was also with them there. Matt and Chad were actually there together at one point. So, yeah, but, man, I'll tell you, Mahomes, and even the throws he made on the 1 foot jumping up, just – back of the end zone, just crazy, crazy stuff. We got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on. Panthers starting to make a move, man, starting to win some games and get back into this thing. There for a while, they are way out of the top eight spots, now just three back. And so they're starting to pick it up. The Heat now 26-22, four games over 500, and found a way to win an ugly one yesterday. It was ugly. The only thing uglier was the team they were playing. They were ugly and the team they played. That's just called a real ugly date. It was a real ugly sports date, those two playing each other. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back in a moment.
I'm proud of our guys, how we handled situations throughout the year. You know, we could have made a lot of excuses throughout the year of what was going on, but guys continued to fight. You know, we wanted to win this one. We want to win them all.
You were on the bench, and he was speaking. He had his arm spread, and then we just saw him leave the locker room early. Can you shed, you know, any light or insight into what he was trying to express to you?
He's a fiery competitor. He wants the ball. And whatever it was that we couldn't get him the ball tonight, you know, we're going to have to learn from him.
All right, yeah, little Stephon Diggs not real happy with Josh Allen. By the way, I see people just blasting Stephon Diggs. Like, what'd they target him, like 10 times? Like, bro, you got 10, okay? And he was frustrated. The Bills never got their mojo back, man. At the end of the year, listen, they won a lot of close games, and they're all wins, and you take every one of them. But something was missing. Something was... We saw it with the Dolphins. Listen, Dolphins got third-string quarterback with 4 minutes left with a chance to tie or win the game, right? I mean, they just didn't look like the team they were early in the season. I don't know if it was a certain injury. Sometimes you just lose a little something. Josh got loose, as talented as he is, and there's probably 27 or 8 teams love to have him. But something was just missing on that team. Just not there. Listen, Cincinnati beat their ass. That was not some, like, oh, man. Joe Burrow made it clear, number one, I'm the best quarterback in this game. went out, the number one overall pick, we're aware of, and everything around our team from all the stuff. But they got a really good team. And by the way, they play without their starting tackles. Do you want to talk about a team down? You would have never known it the way they were able to run the ball. They ran for 172 yards with most of those guys back up offensive linemen. 172 yards they ran on Buffalo. Guess who else ran all over Buffalo late in the season in a game that we were up 8? The Dolphins. And couldn't win the game. Raheem Mostert had the huge game running the football. So,
I mean, at least you feel this morning like the division is as up for grabs as ever, right? I mean, Buffalo clearly lost something the back end of that season.
Yes. I know. You
so that's kind of how I was looking at it yesterday. I was trying to think from like a Dolphins perspective, like, man, the division, I mean, you look at like the Patriots are kind of a mess. The Jets are a real mess.
Oh, this thing's...
The Dolphins have the second most stable, probably, quarterback situation in that division, even with Tua, right?
Probably.
Because Mac Jones is not very good, right? I think we can all agree on that at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he's very good, no.
The Jets' quarterback situation's a complete disaster.
By the way, they have all but said, we're going to get whatever the best veteran is, whether we have to trade for him, get him in free agency... We're going to take the best guy. The Jets are on top of every list of Rodgers, of Carr, everybody. The Jets are number one after their owner came out and said, we're a quarterback away from being really good, and I will do whatever it takes to get that quarterback. So
I just found it feels like the division is open, but you know, obviously for the AFC now, all roads lead through Cincy and KC, right?
Yes.
Cincinnati's going to be good for a long time.
So the thing about Cincinnati, and people are like, wow, Cincinnati went to the Super Bowl last year with that bad offensive line.
And they're going to go again this year. I really think they can beat Kansas City.
Oh, I do
again.
Too.
Well, obviously, they beat them 3 in a row.
Yeah. So
the problem is Mahomes, man. Like, I can't see him being as effective. And they got lucky they played the Jaguars because the way he was hobbling around out there, man, oh, man.
I think we're in for some real good games. I can't see the 49ers getting blown out, and I love the Eagles. The Eagles are just – I don't know how closely you watch the Woody. Physically, some of the blocks, they were Kelce and those guys, and I'm not talking about Travis Kelce. I'm talking about his brother. They were killing people. They were double-teaming guys on the ground. It was literally, I mean, when you start looking at numbers and you start talking about a team in the NFL runs on another team for 268 yards, you can go back and go, holy smokes, man, that offensive line. And by the way, we heard this before the year, the Philly, you know, Baldy's always the first one goes, yeah, Philly got the best offensive line. They're loaded. They got great backups. Try to trade for one. They are really, really good.
About to play a team that's not going to get pushed around, though. That San Francisco defense is the real deal. And the way they play on offense, man, they just do, you know, just enough, right? And they have some guys, you just get them the ball, and they're very dynamic playmakers. Like, nice to see Christian McCaffrey this late in the season, you know, getting some opportunities to play in the playoffs here. Debo Samuel is just – kind of on another level, right?
I'm waiting for you to mention maybe the best player.
Kittle?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, Kittle is just – how about that catch he makes over the middle yesterday? Hits him in the face mask. He's bouncing it around.
Bouncing around, getting ready to get hit. Make sure he brings it in. But
Sure he makes faces at the camera when it's over his head during the huddle.
He's
a fun guy to watch play, man.
I will say this about the other tight end, Travis Kelce, who had a ridiculous game. It's a question, and maybe it's not as easy – and again, I'm not a defensive coordinator, and I try not to play one on the radio. Why don't – you know Travis Kelce's going to get the ball. Like, you know, he's catching the ball and running for touchdowns, and you're like – I understand one's a pick play. One guy got picked and on a legal pick and within a yard and the whole thing, so that was easy. And for some reason, even though everybody picks everybody, nobody seems to ever be ready for it. But how do you catch that many footballs and always open? And I listen to all the guys, so I don't feel completely stupid that do this for a living. All these shows at halftime and after the game going, Why doesn't anybody key on Travis Kelce? Mahomes is looking for Kelce. Like he knows where he's going to go. Matter of fact, he was wide open on one and he threw it behind him. And he goes, yeah, man, that's on me. Kind of forgot about that. He sat down and I kind of threw it, you know, I thought he'd sit down in another area. But he was wide open the whole game. Like, what was Jacksonville's game plan?
Well, they set like a record, right, for catches in a postseason game by a tight end or
something. Yeah, I think he went 14. 13 was the record. Hell, he might have had that record.
I think
record.
That was his record. I think he broke his own record. But, yeah, it's and especially because Kansas City doesn't really, outside of him, doesn't have any real threats, right? I mean, those guys around him
are just guys.
Yeah. Like so Juju Smith-Schuster's probably their best receiver outside of him, and he's not great.
So that's why getting back to this thing with the guy we have, and I feel like we just wasted him because we didn't had a great, great year. They can say whatever they want on those shows. They miss Tyreek Hill and those explosive plays that he makes. That group of guys, I call them the twos because they're a bunch of number twos. They're a bunch of two guys across. You paid them two money. They play like twos. They spread it out. They get everybody, four or five guys equally. They said they were going to do it. Mahomes gets them all the ball. It's a nice thing. Don't get me wrong. It's worked. They got home field advantage. But nobody's going to tell me they don't miss Tyreek Hill. Like the things that he does, he's got a gear. He can run by guys like the other guys can't, even though I know he's small. And they said, well, we got bigger receivers. That's great. But, man, when you get those guys and you just don't want to waste. Hopefully we never waste again because we did. We just wasted what we got from those two wide receivers. We got entertained all year, a real enjoyable product to watch, how good those two were. Listen, they went over 3,000 yards between them. But you never want to waste it. You want to be able to get more out of it than you did. And their adjustments were made even late in the year. They started to slow them down a little bit. Got to figure out a way to put this thing, get to the next step. But I do have something that I wanted to bring up. So I was dying to hear after the game, the Giants game, what their coach was going to say about Daniel Jones. Not one sign of that's our guy going forward. We'll have to evaluate everything. It didn't sound really good for a team that just was one of the best stories in football this year. And Daniel Jones did not get the vote of confidence after that game. You got Jalen Hurts, who is getting paid. Folks, it's official. And by the way, on top of it, what do you want to hear this one? Philadelphia not only set themselves up with the best roster right now in the NFL, they have two number one picks, including the 10th overall pick in the draft, and then wherever they fit with their pick, which they hope is dead last in the first round, they have a second round pick too. How's that? How's that for the rich get richer and the job that their front office has done putting this thing together? Great trade. Great trade they made with Tennessee to get themselves a big-time receiver on the outside to go with a Heisman Trophy winner. It's really good just about everywhere on that team. Cannot wait to watch and see what San Francisco can do, the number one defense and a team that's won, like, what, 10 games in a row now? I think Cincinnati and San Francisco have won, like, some ridiculous amount of games in a regular season and now a couple of games in the playoffs. We got to go to break. Got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning off of games, of course, now set for the AFC and NFC championship games on Sunday coming up. And are you ready for a little Joe Burrow and Patrick Mahomes? How's that sound? You thought the Allen thing in there was sexy. Just put Burrow and Mahomes in there. Some of those ridiculous throws Mahomes made on one leg was just unbelievable. We'll take a quick break. A lot more to get to right after this.
Now, Gainwell goes wide to the far side of the field, empty backfield. Hurts looks. Hurts fires. Complete. He's got Dallas Goedert spinning across the goal line into the end zone. The Eagles score. Hurts is back. He's going to go with the draw. He's going to run. He's going to score. Jalen Hurts.
He's healthy.
The Dutch flush up the middle, and he took it left.
Yeah, he just, you could hear him yelling.
Hopefully that's the biggest respect I can pay to him, comparing to his ability to be in on the field to a Michael Jordan type. Like, this guy leads, he brings this calmness to the entire team. He plays great football. He's tough as they come.
All right, yeah, some winners yesterday, and then the Dallas Cowboys, who think Buffalo's taking this one hard. How do you think the Dallas Cowboys are feeling? Really good team, good defense, and Dak throws a couple of costly interceptions yesterday and took full responsibility for it. And I want to ask everybody this question this morning. Since we've been affiliated with some of these names, we have to face some of them. I want to ask you on text, if you get a chance, 305-567-0560. I want you, off of what you've seen, and not just in the last game, although the playoff games and how you play will be things people remember. I'm going to remember Joe Burrow's first couple of drives and the way he threw the ball to start that game in Buffalo, going up 14-0. Mahomes is unbelievable. I would like everybody, if you could, just play off teams. I'm going to leave Purdy out of this because I don't think he's nearly as good as the other guys. So I'm going to leave him out of this. But I do want to ask you, four quarterbacks, I want you to rank them for me right now. Since I'm guessing most of you have seen them, and even if you missed a game, you got your thoughts on them. 1 through 4, if you get a chance. Just real simple. It's 6:45 in the morning if you get a chance. I know we're all going to disagree a little bit on this, and that's fine. Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Jalen Hurts, who has come on strong, who has come on really strong. 35 touchdowns in the regular season. Strong. And got a team that nobody's going to be completely surprised if I tell you Eagles could win this whole thing, right? I mean, they got this big home game coming up against San Francisco. So I would ask everybody, if you would, just once, just play along with me today. If you get a chance, text 305-567-0560. Text in and rank Josh Allen, Mahomes, Joe Burrow, and Jalen Hurts. 1 through 4. Who you like? Who you like? Who's one? Who's two? Who's? You can't go wrong with any of them. We all agree on that. You're going to see that in this offseason when Jalen Hurts gets taken care of. And former second-round pick, and he's going to get paid. He's going to get paid for the things he does and his improvement that he's made as a football player. He can't say enough. And he's obviously got a damn good team, and he's got some really, really good receivers. So who are you going to start with, first of all, Woody?
You know, for me, Joe, it's still Patrick Mahomes because I'm waiting for one of these other guys to win one here, right? So, like, I think Patrick Mahomes gets the nod. By the way, the fact that he's missing his guy in Tyreek Hill, it is tough. But, yeah, I still go
Well, that's
Mahomes
part of
first.
It, too.
Yeah, still go Mahomes get first. You. What he did, by the way, to still win that game, just hobbling around out there was
Mahomes number one for
incredible.
Me, too. Yeah, I'm with you.
And then I don't think it's too tough, to be honest, at number two. I think Joe Burrow is and if Joe Burrow wins it this year, then you could probably start having that conversation of who's number one once again. But I think Joe Burrow easily gets into that second spot. He has surpassed Josh Allen in every way, hasn't he?
Yes. Yes.
I told you, we were during break back. I go, man, this guy Burrow might get to the Super Bowl for the next 10 years. Like, he's going to be that guy who dominates the NFL for a while, right? And he has a great receiver on the outside with him and Chase. That team.
Oh, no,
tough.
They got three. They're one, two, other, and three. Yeah, no, listen.
They're tough.
They're three guys on the outside are special. So that gets us to the third guy. You go with Allen or Hurts as your third. And by the way, there's no slap in the face on this group.
Yeah, I mean, I still throw Allen in there. I do, but, you know, again, man, his fall off this year was interesting.
Turned the ball over a lot.
He didn't look right the second half, really, this season. I don't know. You think it was the elbow? Like, are we going to find out the elbow was bad? Or we find out there was something going on there?
No. I don't think so.
I don't
know. Usually guys that can't throw it 71 yards in the air that blow out their elbow. So I don't think listen, he was as physical as he could be yesterday. I'll tell you, Cincinnati, I mean, we were all sleeping on Cincinnati. And I almost forgot they're in the Super Bowl last year. I almost forgot that the Rams beat them in the Super Bowl last year because the Rams have been so bad. It felt like it was a long time ago. Yeah, Cincinnati. And then, you know, we all got – and listen, everybody's guilty. Nobody took Cincinnati. I watched all those shows, and nobody except Boomer, who played for them, is jumping on the Cincinnati bandwagon because of the backup offensive lineman that Joe's playing with. You would have never known it. What happened to Buffalo's defensive line? That's the other story. And by the way, I felt like that when the Dolphins played against them. Pass protection in the two games is pretty good. Run, able to run the ball against them, especially in that first game where Tua played. Yeah.
Well, people seemed to be down on Tony Romo yesterday, but that was one of the things he kept talking about in the game is how Cincinnati was just dominating on both sides of the ball up front.
I don't know how anybody could get mad at that.
Well, I think it was other stuff that Romo was doing yesterday that people were not. I think he had a rough day yesterday. So, Greg Olsen won the day for broadcasters. Yeah, Romo had a rough one.
So Romo went from the hottest thing going, and then all of a sudden everybody was down on him. And I've heard this from guys in the business. They don't feel like Tony Romo works as hard at it as he did when he first got there. I don't know. Only he knows how much time he's putting in on those jobs. Which,
well, I'm guessing his money's guaranteed, right?
Yeah,
he's that big contract.
Money's still coming in. The guy he works with is really good. Really, really good. Anyway, we wanted to jump on that that list. But, yeah, Joe Burrow, is there a chance? Joe might be second-best quarterback in the NFL right now.
I mean, I don't know if it might be anymore. I think it's
– it's going to be clear-cut?
It's very close, by the way. Now, here's the good thing is those guys get to play this weekend. Although,
so the
Mahomes thing is really weird, man. Like, I can't even believe – like, I wonder how he's feeling today. But the fact that he's still able to walk and do all this stuff, I mean, it's just wild. That injury looked nasty.
I'm not making excuses for any of them. But the three guys that Joe Burrow throws to compared to the three or four guys that Mahomes throws to minus the tight end, but the guys on the outside have nothing in common. Right? I mean, Cincinnati's 1, 2, and 3. They're the best 1, 2, and 3 in football. I think we have 1 and 2 here, but 1, 2, and 3, the three guys they line up are really good. They all make plays. I don't know, just me. Just me this morning looking at this thing. And obviously, since the Dolphins did play some of these teams this year, played Buffalo 3 times and played against Cincinnati, got a chance to see it. And that was when Joe just started turning things around after that slow start. He really kind of got things going against the Dolphins in that game and made some big throws. But yesterday, some of the throws he made on those first couple of drives, I mean, that snow was coming down too, man. That stuff was coming down in Buffalo. So, yeah, if you get a chance, let us know what you think of the top of the VIP club of quarterbacks, Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, and Jalen Hurts, man, has put himself in there, folks. Whether you like it or not, he has put himself in there, and he is looking at a $200-plus million contract coming up as soon as this thing's over. I will be shocked, short of a really bad injury, that Jalen Hurts isn't the next guy to get paid. And by the way, he's a second-round pick, so he's up. I mean, the 5 year is four and an option. He didn't get that as a second-round pick. That's not what the guys, and the contracts aren't guaranteed in the second round. That's a first-round thing. All right, we got to go to break. We got to get all caught up here. We got a lot of stuff going on. How many people had a chance to watch that Miami Heat game yesterday? Woo, man. They brought the ugly stick out. They brought the ugly basketballs out yesterday for some of that basketball. 47 turnovers in that game, and the Heat had 22 of them and were 8 for 34 on 3-point shots. I think there was like 33 steals in the game, real close, and yet the Heat found a way to win that game, and they were down big in that second quarter. I think it was something like 47 to 31, something like that in the second. So we'll jump on that a little bit. They got a big, big tester coming in town tomorrow night, the Boston Celtics. I don't know if Tatum is back or not, but that should be a lot of fun. That's why you get your tickets, man, for those games. Celtics have just been on fire winning basketball games. So it'll be a really, really good test for the Miami Heat tomorrow night. Right now, though, before we jump on the 7 o'clock hour, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. We got one hot SUV family that is always fun to talk about. I hope this past weekend you had a chance to go out and check out the SUVs at your South Florida Chevy dealer. Yes, I like the big SUVs. The Tahoe had one now for 15 years. Maybe you like Suburbans. If you got that big family, do a lot of driving, go down to the Keys, head to Orlando. Even just not big on jumping on the airplane and like to take vacations, even going to the mountains from here in a big, beautiful, comfortable Suburban. Well, our Tahoes and Suburbans got a brand new look and have added more space to the big boys. Our midsize SUV feels like a big boy. That Traverse is fantastic. It is a midsize SUV. Man, it's got a great look to it. And then our smaller SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and the Equinox. So much style and substance. I know you're going to love it. And then let me get to Silverado trucks. A lot of you need a truck these days. Working out of that truck. Still need a family truck. Need a combo truck. Whatever it is you're looking for when it comes to truck. Because truck people, man, that's what they're in. You're full-time truck. There's nothing like a strong, durable Silverado truck that fits your lifestyle perfectly, and that's what we have at your South Florida Chevy dealers. The new Corvettes, oh man, I'm not going to say anything because they're hard to get, but boy, are they fun. Tell you what, I think they hit the jackpot on the last two Corvettes that have come out here. Just crazy, crazy sweet looking. Hey, we've got convenient locations all over South Florida and the best overall products we've ever had. Find out for yourself. Stop by and fall in love. New or used, get ready to go at your South Florida Chevy dealer.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.